Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 27.
Hello there, bears and cubs. This is Nar, bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast. What am I doing right now? I'm folding laundry. I'm folding laundry. Hold on. What is it? Light bulb. Oh, just exit. It's an update. Okay. Yeah, my partner's needing some help with the computer. Anyway, thank you guys for downloading this podcast. I'm doing my laundry. I just finished doing some light colored. Now I need to do some dark colored later. The jeans are getting dried up right now. Anyway, so how are you guys? I need to multitask because there's so many things to do. We have to put up our Christmas tree today and do a lot of laundry. So I'm here folding clothes. Oh, my partner's clothes, because he's leaving for New Orleans tomorrow. Anyway, yeah, he's the... What? Well, hold on. Sweet kisses from the partner. Oh, yeah. Yep, he's my... My partner did the intro. He's going to be the intro for the next few episodes. Anyway. What did we do today? Oh, yeah, we watched Chronicles of Narnia. I haven't finished the book yet. I wish I could finish the book. Yeah, I went to, with a bunch of friends of ours. We went to Mark E. We watched Chronicles of Narnia. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm reading the book and I'm just halfway. Stop that. Gosh. So, we were rubbing butts. Alright, okay. I got distracted again. Anyway, okay, where were we? Yeah, I was doing the... Now we watched... Chronicles of Narnia. It's pretty cool. I really like it. And about... How many were we? About 13 of us went. We watched it. Pretty cool. I never read the book. Honestly, I never read the book before. So... I got to... I bought the book so I could read it just a little bit. So, I wish I could finish it, but I was halfway through. But I ran out of time, so I watched it anyway. A friend of ours who came from D.C. came over. It's Mario. It's very good to see him. Yeah, he stayed over our place for the weekend, and today, wait, what did we do? Oh, yeah, we went bowling last Sunday. Last Friday. Yeah. It's pretty cool hanging out with friends. Okay, so, what about you guys? What did you guys do this weekend? Any movies? What's coming? And speaking of movies, I'll be having a, I'll be podcasting with, Excalibur again. I think he's going to be my official co-host now. This is the only one who's willing to put up with me. So I'll be talking to him again this coming weekend. He's really trying to be the gay boy in the gay boy newscaster in Don and Drew show. He's a big Don and Drew fan. So kind of helping him out, and I hope he does well. Good luck to you, Roy. I hope you get the position. Anyway, okay, I'm done folding for now. Let me go upstairs. Let me check the dry. We're doing the jeans right now. Partner's watching football. How much dishwasher running? Dryer running? Still noisy, it's not yet done. Okay. So, what else is going to be in this episode? I don't know. This time I'm winging it a little because there's just way too many things to do. I'm burning some DVDs for my partner's family. And what else? Just hanging out at home right now. Okay, so actually I do have some articles that I want to talk to you guys about. Oh, okay. Here's an article. Okay, I'm upstairs. I'm going to read something. The first cell phone for dogs. Okay, you guys have pets. Okay, a company called Pets Mobility has come out with a pet cell, the first cell phone for dogs. The phone will allow users to call their dogs in case the dog gets away and also includes a GPS tracking device if the dog doesn't respond to the call. Now, this is absurd already. This is a waste of money. I don't think so. You're not training your pet well if they run away. So their solution is to put a cell phone on the dog. I'll put the link on the website. It's kind of interesting read. They call it, it's just another. They're saying there, I'm reading the /dot article and /dot.org. With a pet cell, actually, will the pet cell actually prove useful to dog owners? Or is it just another cheap gimmick? Good question. What do you guys think? Do you guys have pets? If you have a pet, would you buy a cell phone for your cat or for your dog or your Shih Tzu or your beagle? It's kind of crazy. Why are you going to do that? I mean, yes, you can if you're a millionaire, but I don't know. Or it's not a well, I don't have a pet myself, so I don't know how dedicated you guys are to your pets. I'm sure you are. Many are. I have pets. I have friends like John and Palima. They have two dogs. I think it's pretty cool just to have those dog tags that blink. That's fine with me. And you know, in case they're lost in the dark, and you see them blink in the dark, that's fine with me. But cell phones, it's just absurd. Anyway, another news that I have here, let me see. Oh, yeah. South Africa. Yes, they're having. I guess you guys have read this already, but I'm bringing it up again, just in case you guys have, read this before, or heard this on the radio, or seen on TV. Johannesburg, South Africa. South Africa's highest court ruled Thursday it is unconstitutional to prevent gay people from marrying, paving the way for the country to become the first to legalize same-sex unions on a continent where homosexuality remains largely taboo. Good for them. I think they're having some progress over there, as opposed to Texas, where last November 8th, we just had Proposition 2 approved. Ain't that a bitch? Probably you'll, if you go back to my past episodes, where was it? Sometime in November. Yeah, I was really pissed that day. Episode 18. God, it's a long time ago. Yeah, that's what happened. All good for South Africa. They're having much more progress on the gay marriage issue.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I have here Troy. He's Caput 1975. Is that Caput? Caput 1975. He's in Houston, Texas. And let me read this. Bear 411 profile. Nice guy looking for friends and fun. 6 feet, 220, hazel eyes, goatee, hairy, football player type, and several tats. Partner is Willied 1971. Actually, I was at Ripcord last Sunday night. I was at Ripcord on Saturday night, and I saw Troy. I didn't get to talk to him, though. I guess I'm a little shy. I didn't know he'll be in town. I think he lives in Katy or somewhere. But, yeah, I was talking to Jeff Dean, Texas, again. And he suggested I feature Troy. So here he is. If you check out the link on the website, he's Caput 1975. It's a very cute bear, very... His eyes are very, very, very sharp, very expressive, I should say. And goatee, clean, very nice. Should see the pictures. Oh, he'll be at a TBRU 2006. Yeah, I plan to be into TBRU also. Actually, well, we've been talking, my partner and I have been talking. We want to go to IBR, International Bear Rendezvous, on February. But then the next month would be TBRU. I want to go to TBRU because many of the guys that I know are going to be there, like probably Bear Polly. Who else? JD from Seattle. And many people, I guess, are also Bear Podcast listeners. So it'd be nice to meet them. But anyway, this is about Troy. Okay. Yeah, so if you guys get the chance, leave him a message. Let me see if I have a website. He doesn't have a website. Okay. He only has this Bear411 profile. Let me try something. Maybe he has a live journal so you can get to know him better if he's Caput 75. Do, 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 do. 1975. Okay. 74. Okay, can't find him. I know he's somewhere in Bear 401. Sorry, I know he's somewhere in LiveJournal. If you guys have any idea where he is in LiveJournal, if you guys want to see him there, that'd be cool. All right. Oh. Okay, that's it. So check out Caput 1975 and Bear 411. Okay, here's a voice message from Roy.
Nard, this is ex-Cali Bear. What's up? Hey, just wanted to say I totally feel you with the whole automated message thing with telephones, especially Best Buy. Press blah 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 for blah 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 blah. Yeah, I hate that. Absolutely hate that. What I hate the most, though, is those ones that use voice recognition. Ugh. I'm sorry, did you mean blah, 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 when I'm telling it, go fuck yourself. Anyway, keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Ugh.
Yep, and how that feels. A few episodes ago, I talked about menus on the cell phone, on the cell phone, on the phone, when you dial a service like Best Buy or AT&T or your credit card, Citibank, whatever, you get this long, long menu, especially when it's our menu items have changed. Please dial. Oh, gosh. It's a waste of time. Just get me somebody to talk to. And I just want things to be fast. I would rather talk to someone quickly. So what do you think, guys? Do you enjoy pressing all those buttons? Yeah, I mentioned earlier I was at the Ripcord Saturday night. Yeah, we just hanged out there. What did we do? Saturday night? Yeah, the Friday before we went bowling. And then just stayed home Saturday. During the day. And then Saturday... Oh, I attended the Asians and Friends holiday party. It was cool. What did I get? I got Starbucks coffee and a biscotti. Why in the world would I get something like that? First, I got these fancy vase. I got this very nice stuffed toy. I even got many things that are fancy. But then I ended up with with the Starbucks coffee. Gosh. Well, it's a $10 limit. I sure hope it didn't reach $10. But anyway, so that's with Asians and Friends. There's a different Asians and Friends user in the chapter here. They have a different rule as opposed to the one in Houston Area Bears. A gift can be exchanged. A gift can only be stolen 3 times. That's it. That's the rule. Here, it doesn't matter how many times a gift is stolen. The third person cannot steal. That's just it. So, the first person can steal. If he steals from someone, that second guy who got stolen from can steal from somebody else. And whoever he steals from cannot steal anymore. So, that's where it stops. It's a pretty good rule. Pretty good rule. It varies in different parties. Gosh, it's coming. I think we're gonna have another party this coming Christmas Eve. So we're gonna do one of those white elephant exchanges again. Anyway, okay. So what am I gonna say? Let me see if there are bear events. Let me see. What did I talk about before? Midwest Bear Fest. Christmas Adventure. Oh, December 29, Harrison, Grenville, Canada. There's a very New Year's. Okay. There is one in Grenville, California. What did I say, Canada? California. It's Harrison. Hair, as in H-A-I-R. R-I-S-O-N. New Year's Bear Weekend at the Russian River. Wow, I didn't know they were going to do this. It's in located in Grenville. Okay, so if you guys check out harrison.org/wolf/home. Yeah, I'll give you guys the link in the website. And they can have something going on at the Russian River. Wow. Would it be cold? Opening night, Cabaret. Gosh, who comes up with these names? Opening night would be Cabaret. Gosh, Sisters Black Tie Bingo. Wow, I heard about them. I think they're pretty cool. New Year's Day Ice Plunge and Barbecue, Slumber Bear Pajama Party, Kiss 2005 Goodbye Beer Bust. Wow. New Year's Eve prime rib dinner, first night out show, plus cozy fireplaces, hot tubbing, and the river's biggest New Year's Eve party. Unleash at the Club Fab with DJs Matt Consola and Mix Mutt. Pretty intriguing. Makes me want to go to California this coming New Year. Yeah, so sorry guys if this podcast is a little boring. Let me go back. New Year's Day Bear Weekend at the Russian River. Parties all weekend and only $35. Register on the website today. Okay, if you guys are interested in going for Harrison, it's on December 29th. It's for 4 days. And the website is on the website. The link is on the website. The website of Harrison 2006 is on my website. Okay, got it right. Anyway, sorry for a bad episode today. I'm really not up to it because I was looking forward to have an interview with Mario, you know, co-host for today. But we were just so pressed for time, and we had to go to watch Chronicles of Narnia. And then afterwards,
Oh, yeah, we had dim sum today. Wow, and this time we didn't have Fear Factor food. Because before... I should blame Palima on this one. One of my friends. Palima, he always orders these Fear Factor foods. Chicken feet, tripe, jellyfish. Please, I mean... Okay, we're just there. We just eat the shumai. We just eat the shrimp, shrimp balls. Yeah, shrimp would have balls. And some noodles. Those are fine. But we really shy. We would really shy away from the chicken feet and the jellyfish. Okay. If you're really daring, you can try them. If you go to dim sum, you can try the chicken feet or the jellyfish. But it's always fun. It's always in a group. There were 15 of us there at the restaurant's called Lucky Dragon Part 3. Lucky Dragon. It's in the Bel Air area in Houston. Yeah, they served dim sum, and there were about 15 of us. 15 or 16. 15 of us in the table. Oh, it was a big table, and with the Lazy Susan in the middle, and the waitresses would just bring in the food, and it's cool. I mean, we have so much, and we spend about average $15 per person, and it was fine because, you know, it's dim sum, it's fun, and you get to interact with people, get to fight among the chopsticks, you know, fight with chopsticks, which is cool. If you guys have tried the dim sum, tell me your horror stories. Do you guys use Thai chopsticks a lot? Most of us do try to use chopsticks, but it's always fun. Anyway, so what am I gonna talk about this podcast? That is coming week. Roy and I are gonna podcast about some holiday gifts suggestions. So tune into that. Probably we'll podcast tomorrow or within the week. I don't know when he's available, so I'll keep you guys posted. So check out the website. It's bearpodcast.com. Send me an email. Bearchaser@bearpodcast.com, and I would like to have some voicemails from you guys. It would be great. It's the phone number. Call with your cell phones with free long distance. All right. I know it's long distance, even though I'm in Houston. The cell phone service that I use for voicemails is in Seattle. So it's 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave me your voice message, and I'll be able to play that in the show. Wait, let me see. Hold on. I think I have some emails here. Let me see if I have emails. Okay. Best computer parts from Green. Oh my goodness. It's a spam! Why am I getting spam here? Dang. All right. Wait for emails from friends, but I get spam. Anyway, I've been I got an email from a Bear Polly. He sent me some explicit pictures. He sent me his singlet pictures. He's wearing his what do you call this? His wrestler's uniform. Paul, you're so hot. Okay, you guys, who I'm talking about, he's Bear Polly. And let me see if he's Bear Polly in Bear 411. I think he is. He's my feature in one of my podcasts before. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, he's the one who likes cookies. That's right. That's right. He sent me some more pictures of his woofiness, wearing his blue wrestler's outfit. You're so hot, as usual. Hope to see you in TBRU or in IBR. Okay, guys, so I guess that wraps up the show. So thank you very much for downloading this boring podcast because I'm not too prepared to say. I hope this episode is coming up. It'll be a little bit better than this. So thank you guys for downloading this podcast. Many whoops and many hugs.
Said go. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 27, 28, 29, and 30.
That's what
she said. Okay, let me start over. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 27.